brace your mud buttons, people, because one of hip-hop's most iconic and prominent artists has released their third solo album and new record in nearly 20 years. Hi, people, and hello, my Chili Con Carne crew, and welcome to this five-minute review on Andre 3000's newest album, New Blue Sun. Making up half of the band Outkast with Big Boi, the hip-hop duo were one of the most influential acts on the scene, with impressive albums that caused their contemporaries on the scene to play catch-up. Stankonia, Atliens, and Love Below Speaker Box are perfect examples of just how innovative the duo were at shaping the southern hip-hop sound, and after calling it a day in 2006, Andre 3000 would keep a relatively low profile, only releasing a few singles here and there and appearing on tracks as a guest rapper. But now we have a taste of Andre's first full-fledged solo album and release in nearly 20 years, and it comes with a warning on the front cover. The album's warning? Contains no bars. Yes, that's right. After waiting years for a new hip-hop record, Andre has instead released an instrumental jazz album, which contains him playing wind instruments that is 8 songs with a runtime of 87 minutes in length. Now, I'll admit, at first, I was kind of excited to hear what Andre 3000 had written, even if it was an instrumental jazz album. In fact, I was a bit excited to hear what could be a new direction for the musician. He always had a keen sense of how to write music and kept it very entertaining. But after listening to this record in full, I have to admit it was hard to be excited about a record that is little more than an experimental effort in lo-fi intermixed with a slight sprinkling of the genre that is jazz. I mean, it is intriguing to hear, but at the end of the day, this album serves little more than being an 80 plus minute long effort that sounds like background music for a yoga instructor.
Lend me some sugar!
I am your neighbor!
I'm glad we have helped with your impotence, Mikael.
Easily the most exciting part about this album is some of the track names, which, despite being an instrumental album, tell a story in some varying degree on various thoughts inside the artist's mind. Songs like the slang word pussy rolls off the tongue with far better ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree? Or maybe the song called That Night in Hawaii, when I turned into a panther and started making these low register purring tones that I couldn't control. Shit, that was wild.
What?
A lot of the song titles raise more questions than they answer, but I'll admit, it's a lot better than naming it something pretentious. Of the 8 tracks on offer, most of these songs last for 10 minutes plus. Even the closing track is nearly 20 minutes in length, and only one song is less than 5 minutes. Now, if after all of this, you are still asking yourself, why didn't Andre 3000 write a hip-hop album? Then I guess I would point to the title of the first track of this record, which was called I Swear I Really Wanted to Make a Rap Album, But This Is Literally the Way the Wind Blew Me This Time. This adds to the list of other tracks that are long-winded in their descriptions, and yes, that pun was intended. No, it didn't blow. Would I work on my delivery? Perhaps, but only if the comments section can pipe down. Okay, but seriously, Andre has come out and stated that he doesn't have his finger on the pulse anymore in regards to writing new music that would be up to date in today's zeitgeist, and he doesn't want to either. He doesn't have that desire to do it. And at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, would you prefer a half-baked album where his heart isn't in it, or hear this new passion in his life that has taken over? To answer my question I posed earlier, I do prefer this album over the aforementioned choices, but in the end it gets rather repetitive and lacks any real depth within the music, as the songs don't have crescendos or versatility and are at times loose jam sessions. So I think it's safe to say my score will reflect my overall mood on this somber piece. Overall, I will be giving this album a score of 3 million chilies on the spicy scale, and I couldn't pinpoint one song in particular as a standout above any of the rest. I think it's hard to really get excited for an overbloated album of wind instruments, but Andre did get me to this point, even if for a few short minutes. There is certainly potential for him to continue down this path and write some more music in this style, and I would like to hear it, but I feel that his future releases need to be shorter in runtime and also feature more of a full of a band. It would be awesome to hear him teaming up with artists such as Adam Hawley or Herbie Hancock, who is iconic within the jazz scene, and a perfect fit, as Herbie is a phenomenal pianist, which would also work well with Andre's instrumentation and perhaps guide him a bit on his future path. Well, let's see what the future embraces for him. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.